Blog Talk Radio.
Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears glued right to set. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop with a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. The wave's overtaking over the whole block. To the boardroom, you need to make more room.
Move.
Get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door.
Boom.
With sports news, music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. Who knew?
What?
What's the status? This, we're going backstage. You ain't getting taxed, admitted, better switch gears.
I'm
fast addiction,
listen.
We never take a rise off the prize. No exclusive, and you've been authorized.
Yeah.
What's poppin', people? Nancy Major, it's time for your boy to get it in. Gonna have some fun today like we always do about this time. 6:30 on Wednesday, you know what it is. We got Not Wednesdays. Let's see what we're gonna get into today. We're gonna go through our last four. For our top 10, we're going to do a quick review of the BET Awards. And we just basically going to have fun. It's a lot of shit I want to talk about, but I'm going to keep this one brief because we're going to really start to get it in over the next couple weeks. So I'm going to keep this one brief and we just, you know, going to get it on top. First, I want to do the... For those of you who were here last week and caught the show last week, first of all, you can listen to this at hiphoprway.com. It's hiphoprway.com. Just click Hip Hop Radio. And once again, this is being simulcast. So you can actually see me do my thing and talk my shit and do my hand gestures and all that crazy shit online directly at hiphoprway.com. What else we got? You have any questions, concerns, anything you want to comment, you want to talk shit to me, it's all good. I'm used to it. You can hit me up, 646-200-4965. That's 646-200-4965. So now that we got all that housekeeping shit out the way, let's go into our top 10. What I'm going to do is we're going to go backwards first. And for those of you who weren't on last week and didn't listen last week, we're going to say, you know, the artists that we have. We're not going to go over all the honorable mentions and all that type of shit because we've already done that. Listen to the old show. But we will go through the top 10 just to give you guys an idea of where we're at right now. First of all, at number 10, I'll start off with number 11. I'm sorry. We have Rick Ross. Rick Ross was our number 11. Number 10, we had the boy Lupe, who was definitely doing his thing, killing him real strong right now. Number 9, Andre 3 Stacks. And then we had, boy Snoop was next. So Snoop hit us with another A joint. And, just once again, let me go over this. This is not just my opinion. This is the opinion of people that I talk to frequently, people on the website who emailed me, as well as industry people. So what I did was we did a rating system. And based on that rating system is how we came up with these numbers. So it's not just something that we made up just because it's something that, you know, it was actually rated, and these are the people, this is how it ended up. So it ain't just me. I don't want y'all to think that it has nothing to do with my opinion. And it was rated on their business, their street credibility, their respect, and their lyrics. So that's what it was rated on. Sales, also movement, and live show, because all these things to me and were a major factor in being a big hip-hop artist. So Snoop was number 8. At number 7, we actually had a tie for number 7 from a few people. It was Jeezy. We had Bun B, who I feel very underrated. And then we had the boy T.I. Obviously a lot because of what's going to be going on with him and all these different type of things. That's why we rated T.I. where we rated T.I. So that's that. So now that you're caught up, I mean, we're going to go now and tell you guys who we have now. It's real simple. Number four, and a lot of people might not agree with this, but to be honest with you, I don't give a fuck because this is how we came up with it, is Lil Wayne. And this is how we came up with that for Lil Wayne. His business is rap music, which we feel is great, but the way, I guess, our panel, if you want to say, was looking at it was, in order to be a major hip-hop artist, you have to do a little more than that. It basically, I mean, to sum it up is what it was. They felt, you know, Wayne has not really evolved as a businessman yet. He's just starting to evolve as an artist, so once he evolves as a businessman, you know, we can bump him a little high. Obviously, record sales, he's kind of smashing everybody right now. He has number one album so far this year, and it don't look like nobody's really going to fuck with it. I mean, 1 million copies sold first week. You know, that's incredible. His street cred, see, this is where he lost some more points, too. And the reason why he lost points on this one was simple. From a lot of people we talk to, they respect what he does and all that. You know, especially the younger generation definitely respect what Wayne does. We kissed that man. A lot of the dudes, man, the real niggas was not fucking with that. That shit really turned a few people off. Obviously, they heard his album sales, but it did turn a lot of people off as far as street cred wise. His respect factor is about even with the street cred, and that's only simply because, I mean, people respect what he does and they respect his hustle. So street cred and respect is a little two different things. Lyrics, I'm going to tell y'all the truth, right? The Carter 1, the Carter 2, I was actually, those were the first times I really took a look at Lil Wayne. Like, really took a look at him and was like, yo, this dude is really stepping his shit up. But Wayne did the Jedi mind trick on niggas. He kept saying he was the best rapper alive. He made motherfuckers think that he was the best rapper alive. Because I talked to everybody, you know, especially Wayne friends, Wayne haters, all of that. And especially when I talk about this album, is one line that comes up. But I'm like, what else do you have? And they keep saying the same shit. It's the latex line. You don't want that latex and all that. This shit is great. But lyrically, he hasn't impressed me like he did with the Carter 1 and the Carter 2. That's just being real. And, you know, I was talking to some people, and they were saying, this album was for the females. And I think that's one, that's why it sold, because they buy more albums than men, which is a smart move. And he has to do him. And I'm not mad at the brother, but lyrically, I just, oh, man, I think he has so much talent in him. I just want to hear Wayne sit down and write, maybe. Maybe all that coming from the top of the head, you know, ain't the best thing to do right now. But anyway, he rated real high with his movement. And for those of you who are in your last season, I explain movement. Movement is like when you have people behind you. And I said Wayne has a lot of young kids behind him, especially. So we actually rated him pretty high on that. And his show, we actually rated him pretty decent on that. His show is actually very unique, especially when he does the whole guitar thing and all that. So we definitely, you know, we gave the boys props. I mean, it is what it is. You know, we don't knock nobody's husband. And the boy Wayne definitely does his thing. But, personally, we just couldn't rank him that high with us. I mean, this ain't no political thing. This is just hip-hop our way. And that's why we call it that way. And that's just how we feel. Let me think, what else? I think that's actually about it for the boy Wayne, actually. Let's see. What else do we have? We have, and actually, let me reiterate that, too. Wayne was actually tied to two other people. So it was actually a three-way tie. You didn't realize that until we tabulated the votes, but it was actually a three-way tie. So you can actually say Wayne can be number two. It depends on who's your favorite, but he's tied with these two. Right here, the boy Kanye and the boy 50. Okay? Kanye, for obvious reasons, album sales incredible. Day show for anybody who's going to go in the dark tour, incredible. Like, it's off the hook. And he's definitely doing his thing. I mean, he lost most of his point, it seemed like, with the street cred thing, but that's whatever. In his business, he didn't rank low, but he didn't rank extraordinary. Because his business, I mean, he's doing his thing, but we're looking for Kanye to really start to branch out and become that mogul type. But what we're finding is a lot of these artists really just love the music. And it's cool, like, they don't have to do that, but we're just ranking it the way we see it and the way we see where the game is going and all that. Okay, so you got 50. All right? He is probably, right now, just based on talking to people, he's almost underrated because he's had such success. And when he didn't achieve that same success, people kind of was like, yo, what's wrong with this? Hey, it is what it is. You know, we ain't trying to change nobody's feelings or nothing like that. But based on people we talk to and based on what's going on, seems like they love him. You know, real industry people and that type of cool, really feeling this good. So, I mean, obviously, we know his business is incredible. I mean, that was extraordinary. Street cred, it was about, we say about between the 7 and 8, and that's only because, you know, you hear a lot of things. We don't know what's true, only he truly knows what's really going on, so that's why, like, people say what they want, but most artists, besides the people we have beef with, which is, you know how that goes. They respect his hustle, if anything else. Lyrics, we can give him a subpar, because, I mean, sometimes he really don't, he's not the lyrical dude that's going to hit you with something. Like, well, but he's the dude that knows how to make great songs. Like, he puts songs together very well. Sales-wise, I mean, you can't knock this man. This man had 3 albums out and sold close to, you know, 25 million records. To do that, well, people knock him because the last one didn't do as well as the other. To me, that's just crazy. Like, that's bananas. Like, I really don't understand that. But it is what it is. He runs higher on all this. His live show was pretty good. You went, he ranked about it. I mean, it's not a Kanye type show where it's going to be all this and all that, but, you know, he gives energy, especially for those of you who was around on his Get Rich or Die Trying run. You saw the energy this dude had was, you know, really incredible. So, ranked him high on that. So, that's them. And obviously, number one, you and your mask and figuring out, obviously, Jay. Once again, this is why. It's real simple. Business is crazy. The street cred is crazy. I mean, it got knocked for a while when certain things were, you know, being said about them, but we noticed no one actually paid attention to that shit. What else? Respect is crazy. Any instant game, truly, honestly, they might talk shit about them, but then they'll say something. So it's kind of weird. We notice that a lot. They'll say whatever. And they'll say, but yeah, I respect him as a businessman. I respect him as a lyricist or whatever. There is, obviously, we all know he's still probably one of the dopest, if not the dopest, that we've ever seen, might ever see, for that matter. So, we have to make sure we rank him high on that. What else with J-Ho sales? I mean, come on, like, you know, tell people all the time, he's one of those, I call him like a ludicrous type rapper where certain artists are going to sell their 2 and 3 million every album. And that's amazing. Like, people don't understand how difficult that is. And he does it over and over and over and over and over again, continuously. So, I mean, we show him love for that. His movement is crazy. He says one thing, everyone does it. I mean, you got Ace of Spades at the clubs now because of him. You got dudes not wearing jerseys no more because of him. To say this dude doesn't have a movement, and, you know, people talk shit, but I haven't seen nobody wearing no jerseys lately but NBA teams, football teams, you know what I'm saying? So that's that. Live show, a lot of us talked about the Mary show, the show he did with Mary, incredible. It was a Jay show. It was a Jay show. So that's that. We're going to get off that. This list will be posted on the website, so y'all can talk that shit and tell us how you disagree, agree, you know what I mean, whatever. Next, real quick, you know, I'm not going to go over every single performance, but we wanted to talk about the BET Awards. All right, BET Awards is cool, but it was actually a little mediocre to us. It was actually just all right. It was like the people felt like it was the ghetto awards almost. Like, it was kind of crazy like that. Matter of fact, we got a caller, so I'm going to let him get on the line with me. And, you know, he can talk a little shit, too. No, I think I know who this is, so we'll see. We'll see what's popping them. Caller from the 404 area code, are you on the line, sir?
Yes, sir.
What's popping?
What's good? What's good?
Nothing. I'm just real quick going over my impression. I don't know. Did you get a chance to see the BET Awards yesterday?
Nah. Your boy was on his grind. I couldn't really get too tough into that and everything like that.
No, that's
I got way too much to do, Chief. I'm sorry. I'm working on my own BET Awards. You feel me?
Right. I can dig it. But no, all we were saying was really it was all right. You know, it was a couple good performances. Like, Jeezy performance was okay, but Kanye kind of fucked up. Keisha Cole joint was very dry. Like, her highlight of her performance was okay, like, straight up. Cuba Gooding Jr. came out and the dude looked drunk. Like, he looked like he ain't been around Black people in a while, so he had to get, like, fucked up. Like, I don't know if nobody else seen that, but I've seen that shit. Ne-Yo put on a solid performance. Alicia Keys probably had the performance of the night. She brought out En Vogue. She brought out SWV. She brought out all these people. So she really got it. She probably had the performance of the night. T-Pain actually put on a very good performance. Al Green stole the show. Straight up. He stole the show. He had the crowd rocking.
That's
Rihanna. Yeah, that's old school. So, you know, everybody was reminiscing. Half the niggas in the room might not be alive if it wasn't for them, so,
seriously.
You know, they was mentally they was reminiscing and shit. Rihanna, definitely, she put on a solid performance. And Lil Wayne, his performance was actually done very well. But anyway, that's enough of that. I'm just BT shit, fuck BT. Nah, no disrespect, hold up. No disrespect, but I'm getting hyped, right, because at 8 o'clock, Hip Hop vs. America comes on. See, I know I'm going to have some shit. Make sure y'all tune into hiphopallway.com because I'm going to definitely have some comments about that shit because I already know they're going to say some real crazy, real stupid because they always do. I'm glad they got my man David Banner on there because he's probably right now one of my favorite rappers. And I don't say lyricist, but he's one of my favorite rappers because I think he reminds me, he has... And I'm going to say it, if nobody else will, he has a Tupac feel to him where he'll actually say what's on his mind, regardless of right or wrong or whatever. You know what I mean? So I respect dude for that. Cause some of
these shout out to David Banner.
Fucking garbage. But anyways, yeah, so I'm kind of amped off that. So make sure y'all check the site tomorrow because I'll post something. And, it'll be a YouTube joint. Cause, let me get into that, too, before I'll let you do your thing, okay? On the site from now on, if you haven't noticed, we turn into a blog format. That means, you know, we're basically a blog, but we're more of an organized blog where you don't have to go searching for the audio, all the audio together, all the videos are together. and all the news is together, the rumors are together. It makes it just very searchable, and that's what we wanted to accomplish. Also, usually I will put my little comment on it, where now I'm not going to do that shit. I'm not a bad writer, but I don't like writing, because on a blog, I should say, and that's simply because I don't feel like the person gets to feel how I actually feel about that situation. They get to assume based on the right. It's like, I don't know if you ever had this happen to you, like somebody send you a text message, and you might, like, see it wrong. They might have meant something totally different because it's in writing. You can't,
yeah, you don't have no emotion.
Yeah, that emotion doesn't come across with it. So what I'm going to do from now on, because, you know, I am that nigga, I am the mogul, I am the billionaire, I am the one, I am all these things. What I'm going to do is I'm going to basically have a little YouTube video under every news article and have my comment. It might be a five-second comment. It might be I might want to talk for 4 minutes, but I'm going to just record that, as they say, and so you can feel the emotion. So if I'm saying fuck you, you're going to know I really mean fuck you. It's not just not playing. Like, I really mean fuck you, like serious. Like, I'm an ignorant nigga like that. Like, yeah, and I said nigga too. Yeah, fuck it. I'm just keeping that shit real. You know what I'm saying? So make sure hiphopourway.com. Y'all log on, because I'm telling you, I have something so big that's going to fuck up a lot of people come next month. I don't even want to spill the beans on it yet, but I'm telling you, it's going to put like this. If you register for hiphopway.com, you will have the opportunity to make some real money. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I mean? MySpace don't pay y'all niggas. Remember that shit. That's all I'm going to say. We gonna hook y'all niggas up for real.
You don't got to speak on it, bro. You don't got to speak on it.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. We going to hook y'all niggas up for real. So, you know what I mean? Just make sure y'all log on and register, because we're actually going to be stopping people from just registering starting probably mid-July. You actually have to be invited to the site. Someone who's already a member is going to have to invite you to the site in order to register, because that's how big this shit is. We on some other shit. You can have to sign up for the newsletter and get all the news and all that type of stuff. We're going to make sure you can do that. But to have a profile and do all those type of things, you're going to need to register and all that. But anyways, you're the guy that's the rapper, right?
Yeah, that's what they tell me. You know, that's what I hear.
Yeah, you're the rap guy, huh?
Oh, the rap guy. I wouldn't quite say rapper, though. I better prefer the term lyricist, because, you know, I am not a rapper. I leave the best rapper alive to Lil Wayne, you know, as he so puts it and everything like that.
I was just saying this dude did the Jedi mind trick on niggas. And he said, yo, I'm the best rapper alive. I won't say it like 100 times. It made niggas think, like, hey, maybe he is the best rapper alive. That, and to me, that's genius.
Yeah.
That's fucking genius.
Great job.
But if he's the best rapper alive, or the best lyricist alive, or whatever the fuck you call yourself.
Yeah.
That means you can fit on there.
I can spit anything. I told you, I'm me.
All right.
Is no thing at all, Chief.
Like, all right, so I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to be real with you. You got a few comments on the shit you did last week. Like, I got a few calls and a few people like, yo, who's that nigga? And all that type of shit. So that's sweet, you know, but like I said, anybody can pull a few songs out their ass. All
right.
Anybody can pull a few.
See, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I remember, you know, last time I called up here and everything like that, you know, I blacked out for a minute, for a short minute. You know, it was nothing too serious and everything like that. But I know you got, you know, only X, Y, and Z amount of allotted time. So, you know, I could have ended up spitting the whole half an hour of your radio show.
Yeah, I'm sure you could have.
But we're not going to get into all that. So, you know, let me just speak my piece or whatever. I'll keep it brief, you dig?
Okay, yeah, see you.
Yo. Yes, sir, I stays on my pivot, shift to southpaw, I may pause and switch it. Quick to mouth off till my face starts to miss it. Yes, I break balls, and I don't mean billiard games. Forget the ID, y'all better recognize me. Like I look familiar, man. I'm low-key, I conceal the fame, and that's true, but the rocks ain't mute. Words interchange with the jewels, and the change conversates with deep watch. Speech is exchanged, and they just eavesdrop. These the X Games, just peep the freestyle. Yeah, the kid is on his grind. I stick kick flips with the rhymes. Flow pretty, I'm as vain as peacock. See, the G child is amazingly hot, like liquid nitrogen, nitrous oxide. I shift quick like the Vin Diesel. No lyricist nice as him. I'm GQ, stay sharp. Than a box of pins and needles. They can't breathe, need oxygen. I'm lethal. My flow swiftly asphyxiates them. Match words backwards. 68 some oops. 86 that. Erase and fix that. Be thankful. Show some appreciation. Understand this creation sophisticated. Concepts complex. Y'all stick to basics. Lyrics will leave your brain in a different stasis. What I say stays there like a trip to Vegas. I hit the jackpot. Rap future's cash crop. Your man is on his grizzly. Vancouver's mascot. A sharpshooter. Damn dude, the crack shot. I creep like vipers. The East Side Sniper, catch you off guard like a cheap type fighter, and leave your whole mouthpiece with teeth like pipers. Niggas running like track shoes on black tops. I am very cool in a cherry coupe. On my hand, every jewel color cranberry juice, and a Tampere suit and some Sam Perry shoes. Handsome, a statement that stands is very true. That was 56 bars. Now let me wrap it up. See, I'm living on a track, giving the biz until they're giving me a plaque. This is the kids gone platinum, but don't clap till the rap is done. And a round of applause like ovations. It's this motivation that keeps me in rotation, chasing the fame, not the chicks, cause they basically came with this shit. That was fun. Now this chapter is done and my last word is one. Peace. Yeah.
You still a fake ass rapper.
Call it what you want it.
You're alright though. I mean, I give niggas props for props to do. You all right, nigga?
I appreciate that coming from you. That means a lot, chief.
Fuck that. Let me just clear something up right quick. Yo, we're the fucking best, okay?
Call it.
With this nigga, but I'm going to tell y'all some shit right now, yo. We're the best. And remember I said this. Write this shit down because some of y'all niggas think this nigga's crazy and all this shit. Just remember this, right? I am going to be the next mogul, period. All these other, fuck that shit. I'm telling you now, right?
So
when this shit, let them know this has been written, this is the premonition, and I got the golden child. I'm just saying, I'm just keeping it real with y'all niggas, right? So remember that. remember my label, ACO Records. I'm saying this now. What's the date? What's today's date? Today is the 25th. We'll be the next major label to really, you know, blow the fuck up, whatever you want to call it. We're going to do it the right way, though. We're going to do it the independent route, but y'all niggas don't know about that. Y'all niggas
Word.
Watch TV and watch too many interviews, and y'all think that's the way this shit go. This shit don't even go like that. But all I'm saying is this, and it's real motherfucking simple. Y'all niggas ain't fucking with us. That's all I'm saying. It's real simple. Y'all not fucking with us. Y'all not going to beat us. And we always win. That's why y'all niggas mad. That's why y'all motherfuckers hating now. Because y'all like, who is this nigga? Who is this nigga I never heard of talking all this shit? Nigga, that's called confidence. Y'all niggas wish y'all had the confidence I had. Y'all niggas wish y'all had the confidence I had, nigga. Nigga, I got confidence bad like Usher, nigga. I got confidence that bad, nigga. There's nothing. I'm trying to tell y'all niggas, right? Put it down. Mark your calendar. Because right now you're like, you know, this is a cornball nigga. He's talking all this shit. Until you see me with your girl, or you see me, you know, hosting the BET Awards. Fuck, I don't even want an award, nigga. Y'all keep that shit. But to next week, man, 6:30, I know how it go down, man. Highlight the boy, man. Because all y'all niggas, y'all fake ass. Tough ass rappers, man. What? Say something. I wish you would. I like your boy, man. See me at a party near you. See me at an event near you. D.C. stand up. D.M.V. stand up. ATL stand up. Queens, New York stand up. I quit. I quit. Fuck rap. I quit. Peace.